obligado a caer aquí contigo
entre tus brazos de seda, amor.
Qué bonito es encontrarte al fin
después de tanto tiempo solo. ¿Cómo es que todo se ve mejor contigo?
¿Cómo es que nada parece igual?
No puede ser, amor, lo que siento en mí es mucho más de lo que imaginaba.
Siento presa de ti
y no me quiero escapar
de tu vida. Oh, tú llenaste mi corazón con tu querer, con tu alma y tu ser. No te quiero perder nunca, nunca. En un momento has cambiado todo, amigo.
Lo que esperaba al fin llegó.
Lo que nadie más pude encontrar
sin esperar cae en mis manos. ¿Cómo es que todo se ve mejor contigo?
¿Cómo es que nada parece igual?
No puede ser, amor, lo que siento en mí es mucho más de lo que imaginaba.
Dormía. Tú robaste mi corazón. ¿Qué puedo hacer? Me siento presa de ti
y no me quiero escapar
de tu vida. No, tú llenaste mi corazón con tu querer,
con tu alma y tu ser.
No te quiero perder nunca, nunca.
Quiero escapar
de tu vida. No. Tú llenaste mi corazón con tu querer,
con tu alma y tu ser.
No te quiero perder nunca, nunca.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
So currently we're speaking to the same mic, but it's okay because we're so hot and you're listening to
Hot Topics, Hotter People.
I'm Nora.
I'm Henry.
And today we have a very special
dun,
theme.
Dun, 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 dun. Songs we would play
to end the Revolutionary War.
These are songs that could single-handedly end the Revolutionary War.
Right. And you know what? I want you to just picture the American spirit of, you know, fighting against improper representation and being, you know, suppressed by British people. Imagine that revolutionariness.
And we're going to start a revolution.
And so,
with that, we bring you the classic of all classics. Let's get patriotic. and thinking about on the... Oh. Hello everyone, it's Henry here. Now, this one is gonna be me, and it's a cover of a very patriotic song. Yes, 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 it is the national anthem. I just wanted to sing this song for you guys because I feel like the national anthem to me is such an important song, and it's so hot, and I think that it was probably really hot outside when they were singing it in the summertime, and like, we are hot people, and so I feel like it really goes with our show theme. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars to through the perilous fight, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet the land of the free and the home of the brave? So guys, I don't know, like, that song is, I just get so passionate every time I hear it. I'm at a loss for words. What do you think, Nora?
So patriotic. That was gorgeous. And I think, just like the revolutionaries from 1776?
Or two, oh, or four, but okay. I know it was an even number.
Yeah, I think it was six. And we are going to bring in a revolutionary take to the song you just listened.
Let's hear what the people think This is the new national anthem by yours truly, Pierce the Veil.
Wow. So patriotic. We are entering, you know, the mind space of Americans at the time. And I just want you to think, would you want to be taxed on your tea? I think not.
No taxation without representation.
And with that being said, I'm bringing you a newer song by a phenomenal band.
No taxation without representation.
Called Taxes, because we don't want those, especially on our tea.
No taxation without representation.
Mm-hmm. everybody deserves
Wow.
Wow.
I picked that song because, honestly, such a banger. And, you know, thinking as an American, we just want the British to go away, you know?
In the song, I even noticed the repetition of the phrase, go away. The artist is begging and pleading to for the object of their words to go away. And the residents, the pilgrims, they told Britain to go away, and they were begging and pleading, and this led to the Revolutionary War. And my thought isn't fully formed yet, but if they had played this song, if it had existed, you know, I think the Revolutionary War would end.
You could even say, would there even be a Revolutionary War?
No.
Because, you know, if they really just played this song and said, girl, just go away, the British would go away.
More like, oh, say, can you see?
Right. And okay, so yeah. Do we have things to say about the Revolutionary War? You know,
I think...
I just feel like this is low-key, the vibe I'm bringing today is so elementary school classroom vibes. I, growing up in Massachusetts especially, which is all they tell you about is anything around the Revolutionary War, I just feel like I was taught it so many times. Every year in elementary school, I was taught in history literally only about the Revolutionary War. I feel like that's all I remember. They just kept being taught.
Like, all of the school projects my family has saved are about the Revolutionary War. And I agree with this. And I'm from New England as well.
So, you know, I think it's time to go to the next song, which is by a group that I actually have really gotten into. They're an Irish group. And I just felt that they, you know, resembled the spirit of the Revolutionary War, of wanting the British people to go away, like we said. And this is nothing against British people, just
no hate
in terms, like the Redcoats, I will say. Yeah. So yeah, we're gonna enjoy that.
It's your favorite Republican hoods. It's your fella with a nigger shoes. Two chains, two birds, and we know what's good. Guess who's back to abuse every solvent that I choose. Two blues and a pint that's stout. I never you, man, never smells a like trout. Fuck, Coach K, Tad, Chat, to me, yeah. Young Stalford, Douglas, and there you pay. Got that, even weed in my hat. Go back to Dublin if you want the rap finished. Itched. I'm gonna say this once. You's gonna stay, just don't be constant. Don't be running around like silly old times. Just take these jokes, I'ma go for a gun. Go for a dance. Go for a dance. Go for a dance. Go for a dance. VNDUP harassing me, but never roll on the yokes, and it's starting to be a good night out. They forgot all about the time that I said something like Brits out. Arlene's throwing shapes off a yoke, nearly killed her. Jeffrey Donaldson's lost all his filters. Shaw ditch, mate, take two sticks. He got me in a headlock and give me a kiss, and I crack. He's Stalford's having the crack, showing everyone his old tattoo on his back. Arlene said, relax, or you'll get sacked. Dirt make toga buggy, things get weird when you're whack. Brits out for the night, then we landed in Thompson's. Two tunnels and the double drop to see what happens. Sammy wasn't getting out back at the door. Now he's at the front end platform. Scoit na hee hee, nyar yos la hee hee. Nesta mulla da fee hee, creek knee hee. These are sweet, they're sweeties. I'm eating them like sweeties. Malamore,
cooler bottles, August Malaminis.
Get your breads out, get your breads out, get your breads out. We're on a mad one. Get your breads out, get your breads out, get your breads out.
We're on a mad one.
Get your breads out, get your breads out, get your breads out.
We're on a mad one.
Get your breads out, get your breads out, get your breads out.
We're on a mad one.
Things are getting crusty. Arlene or McClay, and she's getting touchy. Must be just my gal or New York, cause she whispered in my ear. I like the beat choked and I put right into her face, cause the room was spinning all over the place. I couldn't stand, couldn't sit, but I kept her written. And my best mate is a distinguished Brit.
We're at the afters and it's a disaster. Guns are talking politics, there's a lack of laughter. Sky again, out on the sofa, Arlene's chin. Polo off her head, she believes she sinned. Donaldson has started with his homophobic chat, so everyone has started on him, that's enough of that. Stalford's licking coke off a plate. You've got issues, mate. You've got issues, mate. Issues, mate. Issues, mate. Issues, mate.
Get your breads out, get your breads out, get your breads out.
We're on a mad one.
Get your breads out, get your breads out, get your breads out.
We're on a mad one.
Get your breads out, get your breads out, get your breads out.
We're on a mad one.
Get your breads out, get your breads out, get your breads out.
We're on a mad one.
Wow.
Wow.
You know, such a great song. I'm honestly such a big fan of them, and I recently got into them. And they're so interesting, which I don't know if you could tell, but they speak in another language. They speak in Gaelic or Irish, which is a historically, you know, kind of like weighted language, you could say, just because it's so representative of a culture that has kind of been squashed a little bit, especially in terms of...
It's been squashed. And I was just over here saying, don't minimize it, because
It was squashed. Shout out to my Irish people.
Mm-hmm.
That's me.
And me, Henry Estes.
Nora Murphy. But, you know, they sing as a way of, like, political retaliation against, you know, Irish occupation by the British. And it's something that needs to be talked about because, you know, there's a lot that goes on over there. So, shout out to Kneecap. I don't know, you wanted to propose a question.
Well, you answered my question, so don't even worry about that. I was going to ask about your thoughts on Kneecap, but you said that really, really eloquently. Additionally, the next song that we have here is more of like a amazing song that you would think, what does this have to do with America? And I'll tell you one thing, this is a cover of a song by the Backstreet Boys. And this is done by the best group of singers ever, the Tufts Jackson Jills. Yes, they are at this school. Yes, you should probably go watch them perform. And this song should rile you up because A, how are they doing all that with just their voices? And B, it sounds great. And C, it's hype. Let's check it out.
gonna be me. You've got no choice but to move on, and you know there ain't no time to waste.
No time to waste.
You're too blind.
Used to make me smile, and I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, and them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? Shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck, but I knew I was out of luck the day the music died. I started singing bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When
king was looking down. The jester stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned. This'll be the day that I die. Helter skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast, and landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines in a cast. While the sergeants played a marching tune, we all got up to dance. Oh, but we never got the chance. As the players tried to take the field, the marching band refused to yield. Do you recall what was revealed today? The music died. We started singing.
We'd do anything for kids. Whether it's finding the owner of a lost toy or picking up a dropped sippy cup. Yet 1 in 6 children in the U.S. struggle with hunger. That's 13 million kids who aren't sure where their next meal is coming from. Help end childhood hunger and give all of our kids the meals they need to grow. Learn how at feedingamerica.org. This message is brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye-bye, miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Wow. Talk about nostalgia. And I don't have much else to say about nostalgia, but this song is near and dear to my heart, and it just makes me think about what it means to eat an American pie. What about you?
You know, it just reminds me of that movie, American Pie. Isn't that a movie?
I don't know.
Okay. But that is a great song, and honestly, when I was looking at it in our set list, I didn't know it was an 8-minute song.
I don't know if you guys, you hot listeners, resonate with this or not, but I think that I love that it's 8.5 minutes, because it keeps me from listening to it too often, so every time I do, I like really want to.
Tea.
And it's special.
I like too that it didn't really feel that long, and it really took you on a journey. I thought it was gonna be like, oh, like when is this gonna end, but like it really brought the spirit that would end the Revolutionary War.
And back, let's put ourselves back in the characters of the people, not characters, real people who fought in that war, and talk, you know, about the song you're about to play, because it puts us in the, not really in their shoes, because it was a lot, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, this song is so good. And it is really representative of kind of like that fighting spirit. And I'm just excited to play it because it's a newer song by a band that I've recently gotten really into. And they're phenomenal. They're Wednesday is the name of the band. And yeah, and this song is sick. I recommend their new album. It's called Bleeds. It just came out like a week or two ago. So pretty hot music, and it's getting a lot of critical recognition. I think this is their year. So yeah, get excited for this.
Stuck around after it's gone. Grocery store on cruise. nation of all the evil that will have to end.
Wow. We always say wow, and I find it so funny. I find it so funny. Sorry.
Me too.
But basically, that song is phenomenal. I cannot express how much I love Nina Simone. To anyone who doesn't like her, I think that's crazy. Talk about revolutionary. She was a revolutionary in herself, and she sings about revolution. Obviously, I don't think in the same way, like talking about the Revolutionary War, but you know, if we were, you know, because we are part of the Revolutionary War, but if we were to imagine a world that when we weren't, like, it would be, you would find revolution all around you, even if it's not the Revolutionary War. And so that is so important to think about. And
I think we should start the revolution of hot people, and we can be the leaders of that.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely think we would be the leaders, just because, like, you know, like, so hot.
Like, we, like, because we're hot people, like, this is our show. I don't know. Like, you guys are hot too, but, like, sorry, I don't know what to say.
But, yeah, I mean, I think we're on a crunch for time, so we're going to kind of pass it off to the end of our segment. We had to play something from this masterpiece, you could say.
Yes, I think someone by the name of Lin-Manuel Miranda made a masterpiece, and this is the last song from that revolutionary, there's a hint there, masterpiece.
And this revolution is over, you know, we won. And so we're going to close this out.
Rise up, eyes up.
Realize.
Let me tell you what I wish I'd known when I was young and dreamed of glory. You have no control.
Who lives, who dies, who tells your story?
President Jefferson.
I'll give him this. His financial system is a work of genius. I couldn't undo it if I tried. And I've tried.
Who lives, who dies, who tells your story?
President Madison. He took our country from bankruptcy to prosperity. I hate to admit it, but he doesn't get enough credit for all the credit he gave us.
Who lives, who dies, who tells your story?
Every other founding father's story gets told. Every other founding father gets to grow old.
And when you're gone, who remembers your name? Who keeps your flame?
Who tells your story?
Who tells your story?
Who tells your story?
Myself back in the narrative.
Eliza.
I stop wasting time on tears. I live another 50 years. It's not enough.
Eliza.
I interview every soldier who fought by your side.
She tells our story.
I try to make sense of your thousands of pages of writings. You really do write, but you're running out of time. I rely on Angelica. While she's alive, we tell your story. What would you do if you had more time? The Lord in his kindness, he gives me what you always wanted. He gives me more time. I raise funds in D.C. for the Washington Monument.
She tells my story.
I speak out against slavery. You could have done so much more if you only had time. And when my time is up, have I done enough?
That's enough of that. We need to hear taps.